Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria and I'm the founder of Your Transformation Hub and The Mastery Project, and now this podcast. This series is dedicated to helping you harness your unique potential, also to find the purpose, the empowerment, and important tools that are going to support you in having fun while becoming the architect of your own life. So today is episode 4, and I'm going to be looking at the 5 ways laughter fuels your life. Okay, well, I think laughter is a fantastic example of our uniqueness and individuality, because no one person is going to laugh in the same way as someone else. So it's a unique experience to laugh, and I believe it's one of the most uplifting and joyous things that we can do on a regular basis to always remind us about the lightness in our world, the lightness of our being, and perhaps not to take things too seriously. Now, I've got a joke for you. This is from a primary school maths paper, all right, and it was in one of the overviews for the year because the teachers found it funny. Okay, here it is. Rachel has 16 choc bars. Tracy takes 4 from her and asks for the remaining quarter. What would Tracy end up with? A slap. Okay, that's I know it's gentle humour, that's what works for me. I just found that incredibly funny. And the first point I want to make today is that if we're going to be funny, if we're going to enjoy laughter, and if we're going to recognise the importance of laughter, I think it's really a significant aspect that laughter is unexpected. It just happens. It creeps up on us when we least expect it. And that's one of its greatest gifts. So whether you're one of those people that laughs at the more sort of slapstick, Harold Lloyd type of stuff, or that you are more into the unexpected outcome, the most important thing is definitely to laugh, all right? Because our embracement of the unexpected is always going to fuel our life, all right? Because when we resist laughing, and I know we do it because we're trying to be polite or it's not appropriate to laugh, but we're dying to laugh. But when we resist, we actually clog our energy field, or we create a degree of pain or stress, all right? So laughter, even if you've got to take yourself outside, it's always a good thing to do, all right? So my first point is laughter is all about the unexpected, and welcome it, because that is always going to help you fuel your life. Okay, number 2. So when we laugh, what we do is we shift ourselves potentially out of our heads and linear perceptions and that linear treadmill that we can get on every single day with our deadlines and our chores and our particular creative process needing grounded results and deadlines being met, for example. Audrey Hepburn made a fantastic observation. One of her famous quotes is, "Take your life seriously, but taking yourself too seriously can be a disaster." So I think laughter is also incredibly helpful to fuel that side of ourselves where we go, "Not going to take myself too seriously. I always need to be the fool," in the sense of to play the fool, or have an understanding that it's not about being perfect or putting huge amounts of judgment on myself. It's about enjoying life and being in that space where one is open to enjoy it, rather than being too serious or taking things too seriously and shutting down your heart center. Okay, so number 3, what else does laughter do for you? Well, what laughter does is it's energizing, because it'll put you back into your heart center. So if you were a bit angsty, working out things in your head, but perhaps trying too hard or giving yourself a bit of stress there, the minute you laugh, what you're going to do is open your heart and, you know, relax and take the stress off that heart-mind alignment. Now, that in itself can release a lot of the pent-up resistance that we have in our lives, because we're very fast-moving and a lot of things are coming
you know, quicker than ever before. And so laughter will help us move back into the space with our creative HQ, which we know is our heart. And it'll also give us that greater balance between our mind and heart. And you've seen when people are very stressed, they have perhaps two resources, more suppression and more stress within themselves, or they lose their temper and they're angry. So laughter's brilliant because it's taking that emotional stress away and it's not necessarily creating the remorse of a big anger outburst, but that energy is going somewhere very constructive. So if you do feel really angry, frustrated, or in sort of that stressy mode, then to take yourself off and have a good laugh somewhere just by watching something on your phone that's funny or your go-to funny stuff, then I think that actually can be very therapeutic with dealing with anger and stress at work. So third point is, of course, that the heart actually is very, very important in rebalancing us and in healing stress. Okay, so what do you also get when your heart and mind align, right, in this particular flow? Well, you actually get some now magic, all right? So in addition for what I was saying in three about energizing and balancing your mental and emotional states, what happens with laughter is you're also moving your major mental, emotional, and physical bodies that make up you and your consciousness, you're putting it into now. Now, when you do that, that is the place of instantaneous manifestation. It's the place of a beautiful and beneficial reset. And of course, it's going to get you to use your energy in the most efficient way you can, because now is very much a focused, quality, and efficient place to be. The more we drag ourselves into the future, or the more we live in the past, the more we're kind of spilling our energy out of ourselves and not getting the best use of it. So when you laugh, you're also opening up to the unknown. You're saying it's okay. You're saying it's neutral. It's not a threat. And, you know, like any old good superhero who says, I laugh in the face of danger, you're actually in a space where you're much more creative, much more open to alternatives, and also moving more smoothly with whatever you're undergoing at the time. So being now is a very big benefit of laughter and bringing you back into that balance with now. Okay, number four. Well, what can happen? Again, we've talked a little bit about stress, but laughter can also bring you out of the cycles of, for example, overthinking or anxiety. Now, when we're overthinking, it's simply because we've gotten so stressed that we've highly likely shut down our heart connection, moved into our head, sort of like lock, stock and barrel, and then got a little bit desperate or a little bit hyper-worried, shall we say, going around living inside the cube, trying to find answers, when actually we need to get back to our creative HQ to find those answers, to find the alternatives, and to get into connecting with our creative flow. All right, so laughter can really just obliterate going around in circles, trying and searching, and all of that really big burden that can start building up with the pressure to find solutions or alternatives. But we're kind of blind to the fact that we're actually not in the right place to do that. So we're not connected to our hearts. So it's a bit of a fruitless exercise. So laughter can really make us step back from life and really understand if we've gotten far too attached in our heads about trying to keep everything under control, rather than finding the solutions in our heart and then moving and combining the efforts of our heart and mind alignment to actually create solutions, of course, that are practical, grounded, on budget, and on time, you know, this type of scenario, which is, of course, very common in our daily working lives. But laughter, as I said, is one of the best ways to shuffle into that beautiful reset. And there's no judgment. It's just funny. And that has a huge benefit, because when we start judging ourselves, that is, okay, it might be an immaterial burden, but it can actually weigh as much as a physical burden. And our limited self, the aspect of ourself that loves to do us down or cause pressure or highlight what's going badly, then judgment is a real sort of bonus for that part of ourselves, but it's extremely unhelpful. So if you laugh, you're going to release the attachment or perhaps the overthinking connection to what has been burdening you. Okay, well, my last point today about laughter is about group connectedness and about how effective it can be to teach or to work in think tanks or places where you need to generate alternatives and be creative about solutions. Because when we all laugh together, that creates a degree of co-creation, if you like, communication on all levels within us. So let's say there's five people in a group and they're all working hard to focus on a new product design or solutions for a different direction for a previous design. And the fact is, some people have their head literally in their head, so they're thinking much more about the practical solutions. Other people are being creative. Now, the key with all groups is to understand that everyone can be both. Everyone can be creative and everyone can, you know, be looking at the logistics and the linear and the rational and the practical elements of a project. So what we do have, of course, is natural leanings towards being more creative, perhaps, or more into the logistics and organisation. Either way, when we laugh and we teach or work together in groups with laughter and not taking things too seriously, that will always lighten the burden of judgment in the group. It'll let the energy circulate better. It will also help people not, you know, feel so under pressure. So all the points I've made today about the benefits, you can really see the benefits of laughter expressed beautifully in a group dynamic. So indeed, laugh and laugh often, and it's very much about enjoying that heart center, because when we're in our heart center, we are in Creativity HQ and we are connected to that infinite potential and the infinite energy that helps us fuel our uniqueness, helps us find the answers, the alternatives, the creative solutions that we're looking for. Okay. Well, I hope this podcast encourages you to laugh and laugh often today and the following weeks. And it's been my great pleasure today. If you'd like more content, then please go to the website, yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. If you'd like to do a personal self summit and explore the beautiful energy centers of the world, then by all means, send me an email. If you are interested in developing your own digital stable of inner journeys and tools that you can use on your time, building your own sort of healing schedule, if you like, then please take a look at the wonderful inner journeys on yourtransformationhub.com on the Discover section. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Looking forward to seeing you at episode 5. Thank you.